Councillor Bill McLennigan from the Hepburn Shire. Not only are you a councillor, but you're also very passionate about railways in particular. And we've had the announcement of the Clunes Railway Station funding today, and also, of course, following on from Creswick, which has already been allocated.
Terrific news, Dom. And the Clunes community have played it a straight bat on this. They've been respectful. They've had a good argument. They've put it fairly and straightforward, and they've got what they've been waiting for. And I'd say congratulations to them, and may the train stop in Clunes.
And what happens from here on? The funding's been announced, but when will the station at Clunes likely be built?
Well, I'd say it won't start until the next financial year, but it will be probably in the next financial year. And they could conceivably have the trains running out of Clunes by Christmas, if all goes well. It's a slightly cheaper station than Creswick, but I'm sure that the Clunes people will love it no less.
And what hopes do you have for this service? What benefits will there be for the people of Clunes?
There's wonderful connectivity from Clunes up to Maryborough and also down to Ballarat. Students will be able to come into Ballarat for tertiary study. People will be able to come into Ballarat for shopping, regional shopping, go to appointments, medical appointments. It will be particularly good for a lot of young people and also people who don't own cars, because the way to go these days is public transport. I mean, why drive a car when you've got a good public transport service?
Now, you're also pretty excited about the Creswick Railway Station. Now, there is an old Creswick Railway Station, but that won't be used with the new train service.
No, it doesn't have disability access. But the potential is there for it to be taken over and used by the community as a community hub and the Creswick Railway Workshops. And my colleague, Councillor Don Henderson over here, will tell you all about it, because he's been driving it very, very passionately, and I'm quite sure that he will push it through to finality and Creswick will have another feather in its hat.
What are the possibilities for the old Creswick Railway Station?
Well, the possibilities are that it'll provide a link out into the rest of the community for things that they want to do. It's about partnerships with people like Neighbourhood House, artists, other groups, young people, so they can come there and learn skills. They also want to make sure that that old station is kept. It's a heritage building. VicTrack have generously offered up to $100,000 to just put there without any grants or anything else, to make sure that that station is preserved. It's a beautiful old station. It shouldn't be just looked at, it should be used. And VicTrack have kindly offered the use of it to the community.
We did an outside broadcast from Creswick earlier this year to coincide with the Legacy of the Lindsays Festival. And during that broadcast, we met a local publican, an entrepreneur, who wants to actually start a tourist railway in Creswick, making use of that hub.
Well, there's a public meeting soon, and he'll have the opportunity to come along and put his ideas up. All ideas accepted. All get on board, we say. And you know, that's just one idea. There are many, many ideas out there in the community. If they come forward with that proposal, then why can't that actually come to fruition?
What do you think of the new Creswick Railway Station and the plans you've seen?
I think it's very good, and people are very excited, particularly our older folk who actually commute into Ballarat. They don't want to just take their cars. They get a bit frightened. They can actually go there. Young people can go in and out. They don't have to have a car. That's the value of it.
When's that public meeting coming up about the old Creswick Railway Station?
I think it'll be within the next month. So people will have the opportunity to come along, put all their ideas, form a steering committee, and it'll be elected by the people. The people will decide what they want. It won't come from the top down. It'll come from the grassroots. That's the way to have success, is to have things come from the bottom up.